This is Time Out with the Ice Hogs with Dave Schmidt on Newstalk 1440 WROK.
That's played down to Rallo. Rallo's pass taken away by Morin. Here comes Morin, shorthanded over the line, looking in front, shot and a goal! Jeremy Morin, shorthanded breakaway and assisted.
Hi, this is Dave Schmidt, and it's Time Out with the Ice Hogs. And with us today, we have 20-year-old Jeremy Morin, a left winger with the Ice Hogs. You're probably getting tired by saying 20-year-old Jeremy Morin, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all right. I mean, I'm used to it by now.
You've been in hockey a long time for a 20-year-old guy. You've been on some United States teams and everything. Has it been really a fast thing for you, or is it just kind of like the way you wanted it to be?
I think it's the way I want it to be. I think I definitely started young. I was introduced to the sport at a young age, and I've been blessed with a lot of opportunities in hockey, and I've done a lot of things, so I take it for granted.
You were from New York, a lot of hockey up there in Auburn, New York?
Not too much. It's more of in Syracuse, I think, in Buffalo, which is about 2 hours away. Definitely a booming city for hockey, and I think in Syracuse it's growing as well. So it's good. There's a lot of more young kids playing in my town, which is a good thing to see.
Were you always wanting to play hockey, or was it just something that kind of happened for you?
Well, I've always wanted to play hockey. You know, my brother and my dad, and it was in my family, so I was just kind of raised with a hockey stick in my hand, and that's just how it was.
You know, for a young guy like you, it's a lot of commitment because you're gone a lot with the way you went through with the U.S. teams and things like that.
Yeah, no, I left home around 15, 16, and I moved to Michigan to play for the U.S. team. And that was, a different opportunity, especially being so young and being away from home. It's different, and, a lot of people are, questioning it. But, it's something you have to do, especially in hockey. If you don't, have it around you, you have to, move away and do it that way.
Was it tough? Homesick? Anything like that when you were a young guy?
I think I was all right. There's a lot of guys in my team that definitely got homesick, but there's 20 other guys going through the same things you are, so it's kind of a good bonding experience with the guys, and I'm still close with a lot of those guys. So
as long as we have the internet, you've been okay too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And cell phones and all those type of things. So let's talk about Jeremy Morin a little bit. You were on the 2010 USA gold medal winning World Junior Championship team. That had to be a big honor. I know we followed you a lot when you were playing with that. How big was that for you guys?
Oh, that was huge. I think. It was big for USA Hockey, and it's something I remember for the rest of my life. I got to do it with a lot of my good buddies, which was great, and especially do it at such a big stage, and it's a great tournament, and so I'll definitely remember for the rest of my life for sure.
Is it always fun playing Canada and doing well against them?
Oh, I think it's a great rivalry, US and Canada. And I think to get some results against them and come home with the gold medal was awesome.
And the Ice Hogs and the Blackhawks worked with you because you had to leave, right, during the middle of the season for them?
Yeah, I did.
And was that a lot of adjustment because you were playing AHL and all of a sudden you're playing in a U.S. world team like that?
Yeah, well, it's different. It's different hockey, obviously. The pro style and, the international stage is a bit different hockey. But, it was exciting just to, give it a good opportunity. It was my last year, so they gave me the opportunity to go, and it's a good time.
Did you get selected for that, or did you get the tryout?
There's tryouts in the summer, and then there's another camp, during winter time. But I missed that. But they just make their selections right around Christmas time.
Would you ever like to be on the Olympic team and maybe do a miracle like the movie was back then?
Obviously, every U.S. kid's dream is to be on the Olympic team, but just to be a part of the World Championships was a lot of fun.
You're talking about making a lot of friends. Have you played against anybody yet that was on any of your junior teams or younger age?
Yeah, I played a couple of guys that play in the AHL right now, and a lot of them are not a lot, but some of them are in the NHL right now. So definitely have seen them and keep track of them. A lot of my buddies are out east, so I don't get to see them too much, but there's some guys out west that I like to see.
Is that tough when you go on the ice against somebody you know? Because when you're a teammate, I mean, you share a lot of things when you're on the road and do things like that.
Well, it depends what kind of buddy. If he's a real good buddy, it's a little weird. But if it's just an okay buddy, you kind of go after him a bit. But it's you kind of get over it. As soon as you go on the ice, you smile at each other. But once you get on the ice, it's all business. So.
You were like 19 when you first went on the ice for the Blackhawks, right? What kind of experience was that for you?
Oh, it was awesome. Getting drafted the year before and playing juniors, then I got traded to Chicago. So it's definitely my first year. Just getting the opportunity, get my feet wet in the NHL was awesome. And hopefully, look forward to another opportunity.
You know, you got traded in that big trade where they traded some of the guys from the Stanley Cup team. What did you think about that when you found out that you were in that trade?
Well, you know, it was definitely because I was, you know, keeping good track of Chicago during playoffs, and you know, obviously saw what happened. You know, they won the Stanley Cup, so it it kind of came as a shock to me. I was just my agent just called me and said, "Hey, you know, you call me. You just got traded to Chicago," and I was like,
"Really?"
Yeah, I was like, "All right." You know, I was just about to get in the shower and you know put the shower on hold for a bit and took care of business and. And, yeah, so it was obviously, especially, you know, big names that were in that trade was, it's cool to, you know, be able to say you're in one of those trades. So.
Yeah, and Dustin Byfuglien's going to be in the All-Star game. He was a former Ice Hog. He played a few games here at Rockford, so it was kind of cool that way. You were a second-round draft choice. Was that like, were you sitting around? Were you at the draft day?
Yeah, I was. No, it was fun. You know, my whole family got to be there. It was in Montreal, which is obviously a great city, so. No, it was a great experience, and you know, I wasn't drafted by Chicago, but definitely to be in this organization now, it's awesome.
You know, you were drafted by Atlanta. Did you have any idea that Atlanta was going to be the one to pick you, or was there a lot of teams kind of looking at you and talking with you at that time?
Well, you know, at the combine, you talk to a lot of teams, so you don't really have you don't know who's going to pick you. You hear some things. Your agent tells you, you know, who's interested, but you know, you really have no idea. It's just you know, whoever you know takes it in Atlanta. You know, pick me up, and obviously it didn't work out. So,
is that a big deal? I mean, is that one of those things where you go, wow, I'm really going to sign a contract with an NHL team?
Yeah, it's especially coming from like a small town. It's and in New York, it's a bit different. There's not a lot of people can say that. So I'm fortunate, and my family got to be there and enjoy it with me, and that was awesome.
How do they treat you when you go back home?
just
like one of the guys. Yeah,
just like one of the guys. Nothing. Nothing different about it.
You know, last year it says you missed part of the season with a concussion. They're really taking really precaution on those things. Have they really been working with you on those things to make sure everything's okay, Jeremy?
No. Yeah, obviously it's something that is big in the NHL right now and, you know, in the AHL as well. So I definitely, you know, I missed a lot of time with it and you're just trying to be, you know, cautious because, you know, you see the, you know, the effects that are happening with concussion and head injuries. So. You know, my trainers and doctors did a great job, you know, getting me back on the ice. But it was, you know, it's a long wait, but it was worth it.
You know, you played 10 NHL games in your career. How does that get you ready now when you're here at Rockford as you prepare to go back up in the future?
Well, you just you know, come down here, you know, work on the stuff that, you know, they tell you when you get sent back down to Rockford. I think there's, as a young guy, there's a lot of stuff I can work on and, you know, be better at. To play in the NHL, you know, it's a quicker pace and, you know, everybody's stronger and, you know, just more skilled up there. So to bring your game from the AHL to the NHL, you have to, you know, be consistent. And so, you know, what I'm trying to do down here is just be consistent, you know, let my game grow and you know, hopefully I'll turn into an NHL player someday.
Has there been any guys you've been on the ice with? You said, wow, I'm on the ice with so-and-so. Manus is cool or?
Yeah, this year I got a chance to play with, you know, Kane and Taves on the same line, and that was obviously.
Wow, yeah. That's cool, yeah.
That was cool. It's obviously a little intimidating, you know, those guys you were watching on TV like 4 or 5 years ago. And but you just try to play when you're on the ice. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes, but, no, it's a great opportunity. So.
When you go out to eat, do they buy those guys?
Well, I hope so.
when you look down the road on your career, what are you hoping that it'll be like when you get ready to retire someday? What are you going to say about Jeremy Morin?
I don't know. Just you know that you know put everything into it. I didn't you know leave anything you know to chance and just you know work hard and hopefully you know have a great career in hockey. You know meet some good people and hopefully be pretty successful.
You know, the one thing they'd like to do down here at Rockford and the rest of the AHL is develop young players. How do your coaches help you with that? You've got a new coach this year, a head coach. He's been here before, Ted Dent, and you worked with him. How have those guys been helping you?
Well, they just, you know, a lot of video, I think. Video is huge
in
your development and just, you know, you're on the ice and you think you see something and then you look at it on video and it can look, you know, completely different. And just working after practice, you know, just on little things like, you know, plays on the walls and just quick feet and just, you know, developing, you know, trying to grow your game a bit. And, you know, they've been doing a great job. I think that's, you know, they're trying to win hockey games, but at the same time, they're trying to, you know, develop their young players. And so they, you know, they spend some time on you. So it's been great.
How do the veterans help you out on a team like Rockford?
Yeah, it's been those guys, you know, they've just been there. They've done that. A lot of them have played in the AHL before. And so, you know, they know what it's like. And so they just try to, you know, be there, whatever you need. And, you know, you just kind of look up to them, see what they do, and, you know, just try to follow.
Been in Rockford a couple of years now. How do you like being in Rockford?
It's, you know, it's good. I think great fans. I think, you know, didn't know too much about Rockford, Illinois coming here. But, you know, it's been good to me, so.
And the nice part is it's an easy trip when you get called up to, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, that's definitely a perk.
Do they make you go up or somebody come out and help you out, or do they send you down?
You just got to drive up there yourself. It's not too
really? Hard. They just call you up and say, hey, Jeremy, come on down?
Yeah.
How do you like being in Chicago when you're down there? I mean, that's the big city.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Chicago. I've never been there until last year, and, you know, it's awesome.
How about the National Anthem, when they sing the National Anthem with Jim Cornelius?
Yeah, that, you know, it gives you goosebumps every time. It doesn't matter how many games you're there. It gives you goosebumps every time.
Do you have your first sweater from when you played with the Blackhawks?
I do not.
They don't let you keep that stuff, huh?
Well, they gave me some, you know, my first goal. They gave me, you know, the puck and the game sheet and stuff like that, but I don't have the sweater.
How was that first goal?
It's you know, awesome. Just to, you know, it's kind of feeling just kind of black out for a couple minutes and just you don't get a chance to take it all in until after the game. And, you know, you're talking to your family and stuff like that. And, you know, you scored a goal in the NHL. So it was, you know, it was a great experience.
Got the video on that? Do you ever watch that?
I don't watch it at home or anything, but I've seen it, and it's definitely something that it's just kind of cool to, you know.
Who gave you the feed for that?
They give you
Who gave you the who got the assist on your first goal? Do you remember that?
Boland did.
Boland, so a nice hog helped you out there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
And
good.
So
nice pass too. So,
and a couple of your buddies are up there now. Shaw and Hayes are doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, they're doing really well up there.
Do you watch the Blackhawk games when they're on?
You know, sometimes we have games. You know, sometimes when they're playing, but you know, we watched the game last night, so obviously they did well last night.
Good. Well, thanks for coming in, Jeremy. We sure appreciate it, and keep it up. And hopefully we'll see you again at the United Center real soon.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been talking to Jeremy Morin, the left winger for the Rockford IceHogs. You've been listening to Time Out with the IceHogs right here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
The State Line Sports Hour with Dave Schmidt and Matt Nestor.
Tim Matilla, the head coach at the Rockford Icemen.
It's a work in progress, and we have to learn to compete and then train to compete a little more and get our compete level up. And I think the kids are starting to get that. Every week we seem to look better.
And we sure appreciate you taking time to come and talk to us.
Glad that you guys are doing what you do on the radio. It's great to have high school sports talked about in a town like this. Yep. You guys do a great job of that.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Saturday mornings at 7 on WROK. You've been listening to Time Out with the IceHogs on WROK, featuring interviews with players and coaches from the Rockford IceHogs, proud AHL affiliates of the Chicago Blackhawks.